You've reached Emergency Roadside Assistance. My name is Stan. Are you calling me from a safe location?
Yes.
I please have the spelling of your first and last name, ma'am?
SACASHLA Bates, BATES.
Thank you so much, ma'am. And I just wanted, would you please spell the first name for me?
It's SACASHLA.
Thank you so much, ma'am. The last name is Bates, BATES. And would you please verify the telephone number?
256-349-4703.
Thank you so much. And would you like to receive text updates?
Yes.
That's the data rates may apply. And for security reasons, would you please verify the home address on the policy?
1201 Burroughs Avenue, Monticello, Alabama, 35661.
Thank you so much. And what is the year, make, and model of the disabled vehicle?
I can't understand you.
What is the year, make, and model of the disabled vehicle?
2018 Buick Envoy.
Thank you so much. And what color is it?
Gray, silver, whatever, dark gray.
And can you please give me a brief description of what's going on with the vehicle today?
It just won't say anything. It's a push button. I tried to get back in and I just left a store and I got back in and it just won't. It tried to crank a little bit. It tried to turn over and then it just won't say nothing. The radio won't come on. The horn won't blow or nothing.
So do you believe it's a dead battery or would you rather have the vehicle towed?
I'd rather have it because I don't know nothing about putting no battery in or no. I don't know nothing about nothing like that. I don't know if it is. Will they bring a battery? I don't know nothing about no car, period.
Well, we could dispatch a jump start, but if you're not 100% sure if it's just a dead battery, then I would really recommend to have the vehicle towed.
That's what I was wanting to do.
Okay.
It kind of sounds like the battery, though, don't it?
It does kind of sound like a weak battery.
And I've had the car like 3 years, and I have never had the battery before, so.
It's absolutely your decision, ma'am. If you would rather try for the jump start, that we could do that. But I would advise you that the policy covers.
I did. Go ahead. Go ahead.
The policy is you're available for one service every 72 hours. So if it wouldn't be the jump start, then, or if the jump start was unsuccessful, then you may be out of pocket for a secondary service. That's the reason I was advising to, it'd probably be best to go ahead and have the vehicle towed.
That's what I was wanting to do then.
Okay. And will the vehicle still shift out of park and go into neutral, ma'am?
No.
And if you press the button just once when I'm holding it, it won't release the gear shift. Or if you press it twice.
Okay, the on button. Okay, now say it again. If I do what now?
If you apply your foot to the brake and press it once. It should release the steering or release the gear shift. Or if you press it just twice,
okay.
don't hold it, but you just have to press it until the lights on the dashboard light up, which usually releases the gear shift as well.
The light won't even come on.
They won't. Okay, I understand. All right. And is the vehicle an all-wheel drive or just standard front-wheel drive?
I don't know. How could I tell the difference?
Well, it's really hard to say. If you're not familiar with the vehicles, then it's most likely going to be a front-wheel drive, to be honest, because it's a Buick Encore. But however, with it being a 2018, I'm just going to dispatch it as a flatbed just to be safe.
Okay.
And I just wanted to confirm, do you have alternate transportation or would you need to ride with the driver?
I got off to the transportation.
Okay, great. And are you going to be on location when the driver arrives?
Yes.
Okay. And what is the current location for the vehicle?
I don't even know what the address is. Let me go ahead and ask this. What is the name of this street? Do you know? Tyler, okay. 604 Tyler. Muscle Shoals.
And that's right off of 72, is that correct?
Yes.
Okay. And this is, that's the Born Beauty Supply, is that correct?
That's it. Mm-hmm.
Okay. And what is the drop-off address, ma'am?
What's Greenway? Greenway, Tuscumbia. Greenway, Tuscumbia, Buick.
Okay. And have you already spoken to them about delivery of the vehicle?
Yes.
Okay, perfect. Okay, and is this going to the Greenway Chevrolet of Shoals, or is this, because I don't see a Buick, but I do have the Greenway. Let's just take another look, see if I see it. Miss Bates, do you know the address for the drop-off, ma'am? Because I wasn't able to locate an actual Buick dealership with the Greenway.
Okay, what was you getting?
I was getting the Chevrolet. Let's see, I do have a Ray Miller Buick GMC.
Mm-mm, it's not the Ray Miller. I'll tell you what the number is. The number is. The Chevrolet place is at 256-383-3731.
Oh, I don't have the phone number listed, ma'am. Let me just take a look.
Okay, it's not showing you the number. Okay.
Okay, and what was that telephone number again?
It was 256-383-3731.
Okay, so that is the actual Chevrolet dealership.
That's where it's going.
Okay.
Yeah.
Perfect. And that's going to be the Greenway Chevrolet of the Shoals. It's going to be 118 US 43. In Tuscumbia?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, great. All right, Miss Bates, I do have the information I need. I'll go ahead and get the service dispatched. In just a few moments, you'll receive a text message. It'll have the provider's information in their ETA.
Okay, you don't know how long it'll be.
Well, we try for 45 minutes to an hour, but it really depends on how busy it is in the area.
Okay.
So you should receive the text message, I would say, in the next 15 to 20 minutes.
Okay.
All right. Is there anything else I can assist with today, ma'am?
That's all.
All right. Thank you for choosing Emergency Roadside Assistance, ma'am. I hope you have a good day. Bye-bye.
You too. Bye-bye.